three countries, Canada, Mexico, and the United States, are currently working to settle out the monetary level at which both those countries can retaliate against us on, basically saying, is it going to be $2.5 or $3 billion? Once that is done, then we expect the retaliation to actually take place. So we could see retaliation as early as the last week of July. More than likely, though, when you look at this entire process, that will slip a little bit. And so we probably are expecting to see retaliation take place sometime in September. The bottom line is we do expect retaliation, period.
While we hear a lot about how beef and pork will be affected by this, there are many other folks who will also be hurt by any retaliation.
You know, what are the consequences if we don't act is that the retaliation will take place. And as you mentioned, it's not just retaliation against beef and pork. It's a whole host of commodities. And the reason why is because Canada and Mexico are trying to inflict economic damages on the entire U.S. economy, not just on beef. So that's why they have been very targeted in some of the different commodities they've looked at, like California wine, Iowa ethanol, Kentucky bourbon, trying to make a dent in the overall trade relationship. We can't afford that, not as a U.S. economy, but especially now on the beef side, because Canada and Mexico are worth about one-third of our overall exports, and if we lose access to those two countries, it could hit us at a rate of about $115 to $120 per head.
Legislation to repeal COOL has been introduced in the U.S. House, as Woodall looks at where it currently stands.
Chairman Conaway of the House Agriculture Committee has joined Congressman Jim Costa from California in introducing legislation that would repeal COOL for beef. Now, we are supportive of that. In fact, the entire House Agriculture Committee has already voted to move that forward. They voted 38-6, which is a very strong margin. So we expect next Tuesday, June the 9th, for this bill to come to the floor of the House for a vote by the entire House of Representatives. And so we are pushing right now to get as many supporters as possible to show that we are not going to sit back and allow retaliation to take place, that the COOL experiment has run its course, and we need to make sure that we are not hurting the trade relationship with two of our most important partners, and that's Canada and Mexico.